Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We are back doing our Bachelor recap. We have the lovely Trent with us, who was not here last week because he was in the wonderful land of Disney, world of Disney, Disney World.
World of Disney.
Yeah, I was in Orlando and I realized once your guys' episode came out that we had talked about me coming in last week. Mm-hmm. And I should have given you guys a heads up that I was going down there. We didn't really set anything in stone.
No, we didn't, which is what we said. But we were like, you know, maybe a heads up.
I should have given you a heads up.
Hey, I'm
for
headed
sure.
to Florida.
Yeah. I should have given you a heads up.
You
and
don't
I apologize.
Care about us. That's okay.
This podcast is presented by Dachat.
Yeah, this podcast is presented by Dachat. And you can go to dachat.com/barstool for more information. We love talking to you guys on there, so make sure you go to Dachat. Trent, why don't you play the voicemail I left for you yesterday? Because we love playing voicemails on here.
God, I hope we can get it to play out loud.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to because I could not in the past.
You got to put that volume up all the way.
Do I have to do this? Why can't I never do
this correctly?
How did
Noah do it the right
way?
Let me do it.
I know how to do it. Remember I did it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You got this.
All right. So we've been trying to get a hold of Trent for days.
Feels like
weeks now. Texting him. Hey, Trent. We're trying to order you dinner, Master. Where are you?
No, what
kind of dinner do you want for the Bachelor, Master King?
Stop saying it like no.
And he is not answering our text, so I left him this voicemail.
Hey, Trent, just wondering where the fuck you are, because you haven't answered any text messages of ours, and we have The Bachelor tonight. Just wondering if you're going to be on our show called Cutting Stems. Talk to you soon, hopefully. See ya.
Yeah. My response, none of the texts were directly to me. We're in that big group chat of Cutting Stems being like, what are we going to get for dinner? What are we going to get for dinner? I usually let you guys battle it out, and then whatever the decision comes to, I'm like, I'll take this from there. I was gone last week. We were in Orlando at a golf tournament doing a bunch of interviews. We also made our way to Disney for a day, which was amazing.
The one time we did hear from you is but we had sent the picture. Rhea sent the picture of your Instagram from Disney, and that's when you could confirm that Disney, good place, fun place.
Really fun
place. We
love Disney. Yeah. We were there for like 5 or 6 hours. We had a really good time. I want to go back because you're not able to see all of it when you go for that short amount of time. So I do want to go back. We took that picture. I put on Mickey Mouse ears. I had a really good time. Frankie Borelli, who I do the golf podcast with, loves that place. It's his favorite place in the world. So yeah, I apologize for missing the podcast though.
It's okay. You are forgiven.
Most wonderful
we have
place.
A few.
This is a very Disney. I love, you know, talking about Disney with The Bachelor is very Disney.
It is very Disney.
It's very Disney.
We have a few announcements to make.
Yes.
We will not have an episode on this Friday because Harry Potter Pod, Chicks and Hogwarts, comes out tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Yes, it will be tomorrow.
It will be out tomorrow. However, the real reason is because Noah's getting his wisdom teeth out on Thursday.
Noah's getting his wisdom teeth out on Thursday, so we will not be able to record.
In order for him to heal properly, he can't be doing anymore.
I might not even be healed by the next one.
Trent.
I turned the ringer on because we were trying to listen to the voicemail, and then I got a couple.
You're right.
Sorry.
We're just taking precautions because we always record the Friday episode on Thursday. Noah's getting his wisdom teeth out Thursday, so we just want to make sure that
I'm also moving on Friday. It's going to be a rough week.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, you know, and just for some background of how this works, like we talk into this microphone and then Noah does literally everything else. So if he can't do any of those things, we have to take a break. So we will not have an episode Friday, but like you said, Harry Potter comes out tomorrow. So, you know, that's a little added bonus.
And this will not be this
moving
way.
Forward.
Moving forward.
Yes.
We will have 4 episodes.
We'll have Friday episodes.
Moving forward,
sometimes
we will always have a Friday
episode. Sometimes I feel
like
you guys think I can't explain things. You guys jump in as I'm explaining and feel like I can't explain. I am explaining what's happening. Yeah. And you guys are like, I'm like, this will be the, you know, not it
we
going forward. We're going to have 4 episodes.
Our own part of the sentence.
Right.
Moving forward.
Yes.
There will
be. That feels like it happens anyway.
Episodes on Friday.
Anyways, you guys get the point. We will have 4 episodes going forward, as everybody jumped in and said. Anyways, let's get into the Bachelor recap.
Wait, I have one question.
I actually have something else to say as well.
You guys go ahead. I was going to add something too, but you guys go.
No, you go first.
Tickets to the LA live show are on sale still. you can go to the link in the description. And
the link's in the description. No, I'm just kidding.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I'm going to take a lap.
Rhea's leaving.
I'm going to take a lap.
I'm actually kind of worried about her taking a lap because the odds she doesn't come back are high. Just for the record, that is what I was also going to say.
Okay.
I was also going to say
you both should have jumped in there.
Yeah,
that's not what I was going to say, but I'm glad that.
Oh no, I was going to say just a reminder: if you're going to be in LA, February 10th, Super Bowl week, we have our live show tickets on sale. It's going to be great. Must attend event. Yeah. I would say if you're in the area, it's going to be a lot of fun. The VIP package is really great. We got updated merch. You're getting a whole good gift. You get to spend time with us, have drinks. So, like I said, link in the description right now.
Yep, first thing in the description. Rhea cut me off. I was trying to explain that. But
what were you going to say?
Oh, I had a more serious thing I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Oh. Where is my shrimp?
Oh.
Again.
We even said we were going to order more.
Said Rhea was going to do it. Wait until she comes back. I'm a little afraid to say it to her when she comes back in because she might go back out again.
She might take another lap.
People don't watch Cutting Stems. You guys, they had shrimp on the show. I made it very clear. 2 hours for the whole 2 hours leading up to it that I really wanted shrimp.
Yeah.
I told Devin save me shrimp.
Yeah,
they ate all the shrimp. We'll get you shrimp tomorrow for the recap, blah blah blah. I knew they weren't going to.
We ate it all. I'm very sorry. I completely forgot that. Yeah. We had said that as well.
Yeah, the shrimp last night were really good though.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's just making me think about that shrimp again.
I know
that was good shrimp.
I would love to have some shrimp right now, but
sorry Noah.
I've been waiting.
I thought you guys would continue.
Well, we
talked, and then we needed you to come back because Noah's question was where his shrimp is.
Yeah.
And this was the exact reaction that I predicted was that
we're
she
gonna
would
start.
Walk
we're
out.
Just gonna,
that she
just
was going
again.
To walk out again because...
Yeah.
We need to lock the door so she can't open it.
Yeah, I mean, that was also...
That was predictable.
That, yeah.
Yep.
Nail that one, really. she's going to hear
Rhea's
that
not
walk
here.
Right.
It's not the only thing she's forgot
walk,
to do in
walk
the past
right back
couple
out.
Days for me.
Oh,
but.
Boy. Anyway, we're going to get into Monday's episode of The Bachelor.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
It's been 2 weeks. We got left on the cliffhanger with Cassidy. Was she going to stay? Was she going to go? Was Clayton going to take her rose? And it all felt kind of anticlimactic, I feel like, because we've been waiting so long. And if you didn't see, good for you, because, you know, that means you are able to kind of steer away from some of the Bachelor social media accounts, like behind the scenes ones, because Cassidy had posted a TikTok or an Instagram, I think it was a TikTok, where she basically was like, fuck you, Clayton. So obviously she was going to be sent home.
Yeah.
That was a dead giveaway that was going to happen. And it wasn't, I think we built up the moment in our heads as like he was going to take this rose from her. And theoretically he did do that, but it wasn't as dramatic as it could have been.
Well, not only did we build it up, but they built it
they
up
built
too.
It up,
like
yeah.
They gave us a to be continued. It was going to be this
a
whole
2 week to be continued.
Yeah. Clayton is asking Jesse Palmer, like, has anybody ever taken a rose back before? So yeah, I wanted him to actually take the rose away from Cassidy. That would have been an all time moment. We've never seen that happen before.
Yeah.
It just would have been something we all could experience together. And they did not have that happen. Instead, he kind of walked her out normally. It wasn't a surprise to anyone that she went home, but we were hoping it was going to be more drama filled, and it just wasn't.
I also think because of the buildup, and we waited 2 weeks, and they needed people to want to tune back in.
Yeah.
So it was like, let's put this trailer out there. People are going to think you actually ripped a rose out of her hands, and everyone couldn't. I couldn't even wait to watch the episode. That's just not what happened. It was not that thrilling, and Cassidy was sent home.
Yeah, I was imagining in the scene where she's like sitting on the couch, and she's like whipping the rose around. She's like, I've got a rose for just Clayton to just come over the top and be like, I'll take that.
Right.
And like walk away. Yeah. And that is obviously not what happened. They went back and forth a little bit, you know. She's like, I have not been talking to any guy that I've wanted to be in a relationship with, which may have been a little bit of a loophole there.
I think
as so. Terms of like, oh, I haven't been talking to any guy who I've wanted to be in a relationship with. Have I been fucking this guy?
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to date him.
Yeah.
He's not the type you marry. He's just the type of guy you
exactly,
fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that was, at the end of the day, if she deserved it or didn't deserve it for this thing to go home, it didn't really matter because I think she was going to go home eventually. All the girls didn't like her. She had that. She had like very, you know, funny like Cinderella evil stepsister vibes where like she's doing it and she like knows she's doing it. And the example of that was Hunter, who was like, because all the girls were like, we kind of want her to go home. And Hunter said that the night before she had asked her what her exit interview was going to be like when she didn't get a rose at the rose ceremony. That's that right there is some bachelor psychological warfare.
That's evil.
You're getting ready for bed. All the girls go ready, rose ceremony the next night. And you just say, what do you got planned for your exit interview?
It's almost so bad you have to love it.
Yeah,
right?
that's what I'm saying.
That is evil. That's mean that you almost have to respect
that's
it.
That's planned. That's villainous planning right there.
Yeah, and I wonder how long she really would have lasted anyway. Like, I don't know what her connection with Clayton actually was like. They made out a lot.
Right.
They made
out by a pool, that group date.
Right. I don't know if they actually had a real connection. So, yeah, Cassidy's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, she tried to save it. It was just definitely a little bit too late. So, he puts her in the car, sends her home. We didn't actually get to see, like I said, that moment. But
it's so easy. You just slow motion, pull it from her hand. Because she was whipping that thing around. It's so easy just to make that super dramatic. I wish they had done it, but oh well.
So she's gone, but then we actually get to see the rose ceremony. And we get all the girls who are safe and the women that were sent home. NC, Kate, Tessa. NC seemed like a cool chick. Didn't know too much about her. But I think we all were like intrigued by her. Tessa, same kind of thing. And then Kate was just background. She was, everyone's just been calling her the Selling Sunset girl because she works at Oppenheim Group on Selling Sunset. So.
She did pose with one of the short guys, and I can't remember.
Short Kings.
Yeah, Short Kings. I cannot remember which one.
Don't insult them by calling them guys.
Sorry, Short Kings. They are our kings.
Yeah.
I cannot remember if it was Jason or Brett.
Yeah.
But she was posing with one of them, and somebody sent it to me and said she made it.
Yeah. She's finally getting to hang with the big dogs.
Yep.
So maybe we'll see her on Selling Sunset at some point. It's possible.
Does that rose that got taken away from Cassidy, does that get put back in the pile?
I don't think so.
I was curious about that. My brain couldn't figure it out.
I don't think so, because now we're like, Cassidy left, so now it's 18 women. I just feel like, I don't know, I don't think they would have added another one in.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Just she's gone, she's gone. Just moves the process along a little faster, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like. And this is where also, like, Shanae is really taking her time to shine after this rose ceremony. In my notes, I just wrote, Shanae sucks, because she literally kept writing, I have to figure out, this is what she kept saying, I have to figure out what my next move is, we're in a competition, I'm here to win. So, yeah, she just continued to really dig her grave.
Yeah, maybe Miss Cassidy already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Cassidy trained Shanae to be the villain, and then Cassidy's gone, and it's like, oh man, I actually liked.
She had more of an entertainment factor.
Yeah, she knew she was. Yeah, Cassidy
that Hillary
felt
Duff
like
group date was a little like it was entertaining in a way that like, oh, she's being a bitch and she knows it, and she's like doing it for the cameras.
Shanae's just annoying,
and I think like, one thing it's like Shanae has targeted one person,
Elizabeth,
where it's like, what the heck did this girl do? So
it's still because she took that seat during that one
right,
date.
Crazy. You're right.
It all just goes back to that.
It all comes down to Elizabeth taking that seat next to Clayton.
And Shanae has not
during
forgotten.
That game of Never Have I Ever, that's whatever the hell they were playing. Okay, so then we get a group date. This was, I'm not going to lie, I felt like this was going to be, It was intense because that's how they set it up. But they gave us, you know, this segment contains sensitive subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised for this. So I'm like, you're gearing up for some crazy stuff. And it's just crazy to me that they threw this on there. But in the second episode, when we're just like trashing the concept of ADHD, they did not say anything. No, nothing. It's not been addressed once. Clayton doesn't know what's happened. Maybe the show hasn't talked about it. Haven't said a single thing. But now is when they do this.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. It's like, a little inconsistent.
Yeah. It is pretty crazy how it flies under the radar. Like, ADHD is a very serious thing.
Very real. And they're just acting like it was something that they can just laugh and joke about. And viewers
because
will be like, oh, yeah,
so
funny.
Many people deal with it. They're like, ah, it's just ADHD. It's like, well, like, you know, poor Elizabeth.
Really just not funny. So this group date is Serene, Susie, Eliza, Mara, Marlena, Hunter, Genevieve, and Jill. Caitlin Bristow is there. She's got her clipboard, her pen. She's like, I hope you guys are all ready to open up and we're going to tell our stories. At least she wants to help Clayton learn as much as he can about these women. And she reads like statements. Caitlin reads statements and says, if you feel like a connection with this, like, please stand up. And the first statement is about parts of yourself you're not proud of. And everyone stood up, which then led to a lot of the girls opening up more about like past relationships, changing themselves for relationships. Like Hunter's story was so sad. You know, she's talking about an ex-boyfriend that like wanted to change her whole body, send her to the gym, colored contacts, dye her hair a certain color. Like really, that'll fuck with your head big time. Serene was talking about her, you know, body issues she's had as well. And Clayton did as well, which was nice because it is like it is clearly a group date. And, you know, the purpose of this is for the girls to open up and Clayton to get to know them. But it was nice for Clayton to also participate.
Yeah, it felt like the first time, and we're in, what, week three?
Yeah.
Felt like that was the first time Clayton really, we got to see who Clayton really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, the first couple weeks, it's always been just like, I'm the Bachelor, and I'm Clayton, and I'm, I don't know, I just, you didn't really get much deeper than that. And then you go on a day like this, and all the women are sharing, and Clayton is sharing. I thought it was a really nice date, and I saw, I think Clayton tweeted, he was like, this was my favorite date thus far of the season, because you get to know more about a person. I thought it was a great date.
I also really liked that, Marlena had said that like she had planned not to bring up race like during her time on The Bachelor, and Clayton was like, don't, like, do not feel like you have to hold any part of yourself back or you can't talk to me about anything, especially talking about race. He said a conversation like that, it helps me see things from another perspective, which I thought was really great. And Marlena, another person that's like, let's learn more about her. Olympic athlete here.
Right.
Like, we're just...
We always forget that, except us. We bring it up every episode.
She is incredibly accomplished, and I would love, love to learn more about her and less about Shanae. That's really where this... And then, like I said, you know, Clayton had talked about his body issues that he had growing up as well, and then they were all able to stand and hug and talk, and it was good vibes going into the cocktail party. Serene had a nice moment with him. Susie had a nice moment with him. Eliza also had a nice moment with him, and she got the group date rose. She is like Eliza. We don't know enough really about Eliza yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in that sharing, like Eliza was kind of the one that was like, want to hear all of you. Like it was kind of that person in the group that's everyone sharing, and they're like, my life has been all right. Or, you know, like you, not that, but it's just like and this is the way it's cut. So we don't see, I don't know how much she did share, but she is drop dead gorgeous.
She's stunning.
Eliza she really is
stunning. And she seems like she has a really good connection with Clayton. So she gets that rose. And then we have the one-on-one date, which went to Sarah. So let's get into that, but first.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah got the one-on-one date. Becca Kufrin hosted this date. I don't know if this was just like a week where they were like, hey, we're going to, Caitlin, Becca, you're
couple
all coming
bachelorettes.
Here. Yeah, the bachelorettes were coming on and hanging out. And this
her
date.
By the way, her and Thomas, they're so happy.
I know.
I'm happy for them because I was a doubter for a long time. Mm-hmm. And
they're
I know
in love.
They are in love.
Good for them.
Pretty crazy.
Good for them. And sadly, Marissa and Riley are no more. That makes me very sad. I wanted them to go the distance.
We thought those two would go the distance.
You just never know with these things.
It's never the ones you expect.
Yeah, that one hurt. But I'm happy to see that Thomas and Becca.
Sometimes I say shit on this recap where I'm like, you're just saying something to say something, Rhea.
Well, we were all
It's never the ones you expect.
Marissa and Riley seemed happy.
No, they didn't.
I felt like we were all very much Serena and Joe and then Marissa and Riley.
Yeah, we were.
So, yeah. And who'd have thought? Becca and Thomas going strong.
Kenny and Mari still seem happy. Yep. Serena and Joe seem very happy.
So we have Sarah and Clayton on this date, and they're on a extreme scavenger hunt where they have to strip down into their underwear. It's just very funny, right? Like, sometimes it's just luck of the draw. You know, you're either Susie and you're on a helicopter going to a yacht.
Yeah.
Or you're Sarah and you're putting on bathing suit looking underwear.
Cheeky
and
underwear.
Running around downtown L.A., singing into a microphone to no one.
You said that it's a scavenger hunt date. I have no evidence to support that.
Yeah.
That, like, what were they looking for?
Okay. I will back this up.
Okay.
So sometimes I think the word scavenger hunt could get a little lost. For a scavenger hunt, you don't always have to be looking for things. You just have to do things.
Is that right?
My
scavenger hunt in high school, I had to do some things.
So you're
I ran around my track naked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Ordered by Glennie Balls.
Yeah.
GB.
That is not true.
Okay. All right. I don't know.
Even though Glenn was a year older than me and the seniors did organize it.
Yeah. And all videos had to be sent to Glennie Balls.
That is not true.
Oh, man. No. I'm laughing, but you are right. Like,
yeah, no,
you are right.
That, it's like you do things.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
I'm more familiar with the, like, go to this place
and find something
and collect it.
Right.
Or just, like, of a scavenger hunt that leads to a final prize. Like, clue to clue to clue.
Isn't that a treasure map?
Treasure hunt.
I guess similar. Or, like, I feel like sometimes a scavenger hunt can be sort of like that as well. I don't know. Tons of different definitions, but really all they did was they smashed some pinatas and they sang their feelings.
Yeah, you have to do a few things. drive up to a fast food window with everyone in the car naked.
I'm sensing a theme.
Girls had to make out.
This is a Catholic
girls had
school.
To make out.
Girls had to make out.
Jeez.
Run around the track naked. Everyone in the group had to shotgun beers. That's like a very typical one.
Yeah.
Did the guys have to do all this too, or just
No. The guys too.
Yeah.
Like the guys too.
They had to make out with each other?
No, but they had to pull up to the fast food place naked.
Man,
high school, man.
High school is crazy. These are things that are like illegal besides the girls making out.
I had a very different high school experience.
This didn't happen at my high school.
No.
I don't know if mine was that different than that, but it's
crazy. You do crazy shit. Something like that. You do really dumb things
in high school.
High school
and you're like, that shit was crazy.
I look back and I'm like, what were you thinking running around your high school track naked? A Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's...
Could have been expelled.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot of things.
You know, it's so disturbing. A naked body running. Things flapping around. Like, it's just not a pretty sight.
Must be kind of freeing, though.
Right. No? I think, like, isn't that how it's supposed to be?
I don't think... Yeah. Like, I don't think I don't think I've run anywhere.
Yes,
naked.
You have. Into the water in Aruba.
Oh, true. Good point. Good point.
I don't think I have.
That's, in your house, like out of the shower, you,
you run to
like,
the
even
towel.
That, like, wasn't that far, you know?
Friend, you ran right into that ocean.
No, I know, but I'm saying distance wise, like a full track.
No, it wasn't a full track, but it was a good run.
Okay.
400 meters.
Well, anyway, unlike Rhea, Sarah was able to put on new underwear. I don't know why I had focused on this a lot, but it just made me laugh that they were like, you got to strip down your underwear. And then they just like put on different underwear. Like yeah. She put on like,
it was a workout.
She put on like a cute like bralette and cheeky underwear because of course, as she should, like she should not be running around in her thong on TV. They
no.
don't need, to be, they don't need you, to be having that them do that.
Especially when you spring it on someone, when you yes. say, here's the date and you're like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. We're getting a one-on-one. Yeah. They're she like, strip naked and run through yeah. the city. It's and like, not that's kind of crazy.
She looked like she was in a workout outfit that yeah. they wear in LA.
Yeah.
Yes. And not just, and you know, Clayton had his white boxers, you want to call them black boxers on as well. Just, once again, just to double down on this, just from a size standpoint, I'm looking at this picture. Look how tiny she looks next to him.
I want it on the record.
She was loving that.
I want it on the record that I did not bring that up.
Yeah.
Fran brought that up.
I brought it up.
Because Clayton is a large human being.
I brought it up. And I would love to talk to Clayton about his Manscaped routine.
Really?
Yeah, because it feels like he shaves his chest. Like he was like in an in-between stage. I don't love that in-between stage.
You're
on
saying
guy.
He's not naturally hairless.
No. But like it's either your the hair is gone.
Yeah.
Or like you have a, or you have chest hair.
I see.
Like no, I don't love the in-between.
Yeah.
No, I mean a lot of people trim their chest. But like, I feel like he just like went too far.
Well, sometimes, well, there, at some point, there's going to be an in between, right? It's like if you shave it
yeah,
all
that's
off,
true.
And then it's like growing back.
There's yeah. No. Everyone knows that. It's like you would have like a. It's like it looks like you have sand on your chest.
Yeah. Mm.
Depending on the just, color.
Yeah, but
chest hair.
I think any color, it'll be like stubbly.
True.
That's maybe just timing wise. He shaved a couple days too early for all the shirtlessness he had.
It's tough timing.
It's a tough time. They sing. The singing was tough, and then they just have a little snack on top of
a little snack.
They had like a little snack on top of a helipad. I don't know if that was part of the scavenger hunts.
I didn't remember that either.
Yeah, it didn't really make any sense. Like the whole date really didn't make any sense.
Nope.
And then they went to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Beautiful.
Which is very cool. There's one in LA, there's one in New York. If you're around, it's very cool. I have not been, but Joe went. He said it was lovely.
Where is it in New York?
Downtown. I forget where exactly.
Isn't it
Soho
one of those
area.
Places that does like the different.
It's like a changing. It's like a,
yes,
it's, like,
a change,
it's a space. Like
yes.
It's not always the
yes,
Van Gogh
yes,
exhibit.
Yes.
It's a, yeah.
I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. Recommend that as well.
Very nice.
Okay.
Van
the originals.
If it was in,
yeah, it was through the
wow.
original. This is much more of an interactive, like I said, experience.
It's an experience. No, they change the experiences.
Yeah.
Every few yeah. months.
Yeah. If I would definitely go do this. That looked awesome.
Yeah, it did look cool.
Yeah.
So they're there. They have a nice date. Sarah opens up to him about being adopted and how that has like affected her growing up. She's still really young. Is I think like a big. Factor here
23?
As well. We talk. I know, like we have had very young contestants on this show, but yeah, she's 23. She lives in New York. Like she's got a great job. It just feels like there's a lot of stuff going on in her life. That like I forget. Someone said it, and they didn't say who. It was just a voiceover when they were talking about the Cassidy stuff at the beginning, and someone was like, "She's just here for followers, and it's disgusting."
I hate that this is a common. Can we just stop saying that people are here for followers? Because it's very unspoken
it's just,
that we know it already.
I know. And what's funny now, it's just luck of the draw. You don't know if you're going to be the one to get called out for being there for followers. Like you have a 1 in 30 chance that that's going to be you.
Everybody's there for followers.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody.
Like, they're all there. So you have a 1 in 30 chance to have that be like the reason you go out.
If I were on the show, I would just say that first thing when I walk in the door. Somebody's here for followers. And I think it's you.
Yep.
It's
yep.
like, not me.
Yep.
It's not me.
I would say majority of the people going
just
in
like,
the show are hoping that they do not get picked by the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah. And you just pick the one... you ask everyone like what their job is, and whoever has the one that's like closest to something in media, or like, you're like
a digital content
they
creator.
Wanna,
like,
they want to make
followers.
It far. They want to make it far.
Country
but
music
they don't
singer.
Want to get picked.
Yeah,
yeah, unfortunately, I think that's very true.
Now it is. Like these days, it's like, come on.
Yeah,
Sarah doesn't want to get picked.
Nah.
Sarah's living her life.
I wonder.
Sarah's
if there's...
23, living in New York, and
I
she
wonder
wants
if...
to marry Clayton.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like an in-between. You just go in with an open mind.
There is.
Where you're
there,
like, yes. Yeah.
Realistically, there is. We're being pessimistic.
Hey, maybe I'll get some followers or maybe I'll fall in love.
Exactly.
That's what I
there
think.
There is 100.
Clayton said when he came on, and he was like, when he went on Michelle's season, he was going on hoping that like other girls might see him on the show if it didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he said that.
I think you're putting words. Yeah, in
I'm
his
not
mouth
sure. He,
because
I'm
think,
not sure he
I
said
think
that.
We would have held on to that.
Someone said that.
I'm not sure he said that.
It was you. That's right now.
It was you saying it.
I think the show is going to get to a point where people are going to admit that, where they're going to say, like, so they sometimes do say, like, oh, somebody signed me up. That's sort of saying, like,
no,
I don't know what's going to happen.
And that is more like what he said. Like, it was like, oh, like, I'll take a shot and see, like, if it works, great. If it doesn't, like, you know, fine. Which I feel like is definitely, realistically, that's probably how a lot of these women feel, especially the ones who, like, right off the bat do make a connection with Clayton. And then it's like, oh, shit, like, maybe this really could be something. Sarah gets the rose. It seems like they, you know, Clayton and Sarah do have a nice connection. He does give her the rose at the end of the one-on-one. And then back at the mansion, we do have some shrimp drama going on, which we will get into right after this.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Okay, so Elizabeth makes shrimp for the house, specifically with garlic and butter. Delicious.
What a gesture.
Oh, what a gesture.
That sounds so yummy.
Sounds absolutely delicious. And it seems like perhaps she doesn't make enough shrimp for everyone. It's like in the Shanae's confessional, she said, you know, there's maybe like 15 shrimp total. And Elizabeth's like, hey, everyone, I made some shrimp. Everyone wants to try a little bit, have a piece. Shanae, she's so hungry. Oh, so hungry. She comes in.
Starving.
She comes in. One shrimp, two shrimp, three shrimp, four. The counter's going up. They put the counter on the screen.
Five, six, seven, eight
shrimp. I think she reached eight shrimp.
Which is, if we're starting with the original number of 15.
More than half.
That's too many shrimp.
That's far too many shrimp. Now, if you eat eight shrimp at a party and there's a plethora of shrimp cocktail, nobody's judging you. Yeah. I want that on record. If there is so much shrimp. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. That's
so
good. I've
had
like,
some last night.
The parties.
Same, and it was really good.
I'm trying to think. I have not been to one in
a
while.
I'm waiting for Devin to like surprise me right now. Like, oh, you guys.
It's not happening. She left.
It's pretty late in the day.
Also,
so
I did think about getting you the shrimp today. Then a lot happened.
Yeah, I will just say that the shrimp.
That's even worse. You remembered and you're like, eh.
There was so much going on today.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm talking more about the shrimp. The shrimp, when you get to go to, the last place I was at that had it was a engagement party, and they just had the full, like, ice bucket, you know? Yeah, like, of the shrimp cocktail with the cocktail sauce. And I ate so many.
Yeah.
Like, an atrocious amount. Yeah.
Christmas Eve was the last time
God.
I had a lot of shrimp.
Just so
and it was
much.
A lot.
But like, I was saying this last night, it's not unhealthy. Like,
no carbs. Not,
yeah. The cocktail sauce is probably just the most unhealthy part.
And you don't
of
even got to dip that much. You just want a little taste.
Yeah, we get it every Christmas. We just have a bunch of shrimp.
Yeah, so
good.
God,
so
I fucking love shrimp.
So Shanae realizes she ate all the shrimp. She goes, she makes some more shrimp. Because she's like, oh, shit, I ate all the shrimp.
I love coconut fried shrimp.
I don't like coconut.
No, I actually don't like coconut either.
Okay.
But coconut fried shrimp, for some reason, I'm very in on.
Does it taste like coconut?
No.
A little bit. I would say a little bit. A little bit. That's skeptical. I do like coconut, so I can. It has a little bit of a. It's just a little sweet. It's a natural sweetener.
I like just blackened shrimp.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But I like
shrimp talk.
What you guys had last night is. I would prefer that over any.
Kind of fucked up how much we're talking about shrimp. After we didn't know any.
I'm so hungry right now, too.
I know. Maybe you'll get some shrimp tomorrow.
All right, guys. Shanae.
Well, I have no reason to believe you.
Yeah. You really don't. At all.
Shanae makes more shrimp, but no one wants her shrimp. She's puffing and puffing. She's like, no one's looking at me or talking to me. No one's acknowledged me. Elizabeth saw me walk up with the shrimp, and she's ignoring me.
She's making all this up, by the way.
It's all insane. Like, and I don't know. I also did not catch that Elizabeth said this, but she said in her interview, she said, Shanae ate all the shrimp. I don't know what the shrimp portions are like in Ohio, but this isn't a roadside buffet.
Whoa. I missed that, too.
Yeah, I missed that.
Kind of a shot at the Midwest, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I said last night, if you put a camera on me at every, like, in every situation like that, there are going to be times where I take a lot of shrimp.
And Elizabeth deserves a few shots here for what's been going on and what Shanae has been doing. So the next group date, very different from the first group date, is a subliminal ad for Pam and Tommy, which we did not realize until we saw Pam and Tommy. Like, I tweeted, like, what the fuck is this Baywatch date? Like, we're doing slow-mo. Nicole Eggert is there. They're, like, doing the slow-mo. They're on the bathing suit. And as soon as we got to the commercial, it was an ad for Pam and Tommy coming on Hulu. It was like, okay, that makes sense. You know, we got How I Met Your Father, Hilary Duff, and then the ad played on Hulu. And now we're getting Baywatch date, Pam and Tommy on Hulu.
Yeah.
All owned by Disney.
It can never just be a date to be a date.
Nope.
It's got to be connected to some sort of ad.
Exactly. And of course, Shanae and Elizabeth.
It's all about fucking money.
Yeah, of course, Shanae and Elizabeth are both on this date. They're rubbing sunscreen all over each other.
Putting it on nipples.
Shanae's putting it on her nipples. They're practicing CPR, and then they're doing slow-mo challenges where Shanae's, obviously she does hers, and then leaps into Clayton's arms and makes out with him for
a very long time. I don't know if they cut it that way or if they really made out for 2 minutes.
I feel like it's a mix of both.
Maybe.
I think Clayton's gonna fuck Shanae.
I honestly agree. Fantasy suites, you're saying?
Yeah. Like I think in 2 weeks.
I think Clayton's gonna fuck Shanae.
Like, I think she's gonna come to his room.
Yes, and he's gonna do it because he's a boy, and she's an attractive blonde who is putting it all out there, and he's not seeing how she's acting to the other girls, and she's really laying it on thick, and he's gonna have a moment of weakness, and he's gonna fuck her. And all hell is going to break loose.
Right, okay.
And that's when he goes to church.
And here's why I agree with you. This whole time we've been seeing previews where he says, I was intimate with both of you.
Mm-hmm.
There is I would say a 0% chance that that happens at the time that they want us to think that it happens.
Right.
That has to happen like in the next couple weeks.
You're saying like you think that happens before Fantasy Suites.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that, like, throws everything into a tizzy.
I believe that.
And I bet one of them is Shanae.
And the other is Sarah.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting choice.
Whatever, I'm just throwing it out there.
She's just throwing names out there.
But I think he's going to fuck Shanae. And I want him to.
Yeah.
Because, not that I really want him to. Like, I'd prefer if he didn't, actually, because I find her quite annoying. But for show's sake,
yeah.
How crazy will it be if he fucks Shanae before Fantasy Suites and everyone finds out?
Right, because if what we're saying is true, and I believe that it is, then he sleeps with two people before Fantasy Suites.
So that means he fucks like five people on the show.
I don't know if it's true.
Unless those two people make it to Fantasy Suites.
Yep.
Yeah, something's up with that preview, and that makes me believe what you're saying about Shanae or whoever.
Exactly. Like the preview, there has to be some kind of twist. Anyway, Shanae puts all this effort in, as she claims, but it's actually Gabby who, you know, won the challenge of the day. Mm. And Gabby's laughing. She's joking with herself. I think like everybody can just relate to that a little bit more. Like, she seems like someone who can actually have fun and laugh at herself and make jokes. And so she gets like whatever, I don't know, whatever prize you want to master Baywatch lifeguard. I don't know what exactly that title was. And then during the night cocktail portion of the date, everybody is feeling great. And that is when, first Rachel sat down with him and was like looking for some validation, which was an interesting move. Like, she's like, all the other girls feel so validated, and I don't, like, it was interesting.
Why do I not recall that?
Oh, you don't remember that?
She was like, oh, like, have you been playing hard to get?
Yeah, she was like, how come all the other girls are feeling validated or like getting validation from you? Which is when he like was like, no, we got a great connection. And of course that works. He has his shirt off again with Gabby because his sunburn.
He got sunburned.
He got
That's
really,
right.
Yeah.
Tough.
Tough. Just like sunburn.
A weird looking sunburn too.
It wasn't tank top like sunburn.
Tank top sunburn, yeah.
Guy thinks he's tougher than the sun.
Did it again.
Did it
Bang.
Again.
Bang. Knuckles.
Fist pump. Yeah. Make
sure you get Can't miss Franny.
Yeah. Please don't.
Barstool deep
That's
cut.
That's 24 hours.
Yeah. She,
oh, yeah, you were going crazy.
I'm on a fist pump counter between me and Fran now. That's yep, 4 and 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay.
And has a giant bottle of aloe, which she rubs all over him because, yeah, he is very burnt. I like that. I think that's cute. That's goofy. That's like a way to, you know, laugh about it.
There's nothing worse than a sunburn. There are a few things that are worse than that.
You ever get a sunburn that actually causes you physical pain? And I'm not saying like, ouch, ouch, like your bones hurt, like your muscles hurt.
Yeah.
So that's happened to me. Like one time I got a really bad sunburn and I was like, why does my back ache and my arms ache like I can't lift my arm? And I asked my aunt, I was like, can a sunburn make you feel physically sore? And she was like, absolutely.
Yeah,
like it sounds crazy.
Anything that
wear
makes
protection,
come back
folks.
To haunt you down mm-hmm. down the line in your life too.
For yeah. sure. Yeah. And anything that makes sleeping and showering that much worse, you're just like, I can't escape this. And that's it's the yeah. worst.
So Shanae sits down with Clayton and says, still having problems with Elizabeth. She's still on my back. She's a bully. She's a liar. She's toxic. All of these things. And it turns into a total he said, she said, really. It's a she said, she said. Because Shanae is telling Clayton Elizabeth is this big, bad bully. And Elizabeth gets to talk to him. And he's like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I'm only nice to her. She gets upset. She starts crying. And the whole thing is crazy. Like, sometimes I just, these are the types of people that I don't understand. I'm like, you're either going on this show with the plan to come off looking like a giant asshole, or you just are a giant asshole, I guess, is really where you're at, right? Like, because she's in her interview. You know, you're in your interview. You know this is recorded. You yeah. know you're on camera. You know you're talking about it. And she's talking about that, and she's like, oh my God, he believed me. I have him. She was like, I was good. Like, holy crap, I was good. She said, I didn't need to cry, but I cried. Like, and then she did this fuck Elizabeth dance. Like, she had her fingers up. It was like, it's wild.
Right, because I would imagine Shanae has watched this show. She yeah. knows how to play the game a little bit. But she's also seen the people who then leave the show or are off the show. She's now just Shanae, who was yeah. like the villain on the show to everyone yeah. on social media and everywhere. So it really is like, it's quite a choice to make than to become that person.
Shanae became the villain when she Shanae'd.
Yep.
In everyone's faces.
Correct.
Yeah. But this is like that's true.
Yeah.
This is like such a decision to pretend to be upset and to try to get this other girl in trouble yeah. with Clayton is like,
to just double down, like multiple group dates to be like, hey, me again. Let's talk about Elizabeth. Like, just on a mission to get Elizabeth sent home, it feels like. And Clayton really wants nothing to do with it. He says to Elizabeth, like, can you guys figure this out? Like, can you just, like, talk it out? Hash things out is what he said. Like, can you just, like, maybe get past this? Because you both are telling me two different things, and I don't know what to believe.
And poor Elizabeth feels like she's going crazy.
She does.
Because every time she sits down with Clayton, he's like, hey, I've been hearing yeah. this thing from Shanae. And she's like, I can't even sit down and have a regular yeah. conversation with you because you are just always asking me questions yeah. about this situation.
She's
where
you don't know anything about
yeah.
me.
Right. She's like, I've done nothing wrong. I just don't know why we keep talking about this.
And let's not forget Lindsay. Sweet Lindsay, who starts crying, who goes to the group and says, do you guys think I'm bullying Shanae? Like, and she was so thrown off. And like Clayton is like, I think yelling at all these people, being like, stop bullying Shanae. But he doesn't know the right side of the story.
I mean, that's crazy that we also did not see. Like, they did not show us the part where Shanae also must have brought up Lindsay's name, because she comes back and she's like, does anyone think I've bullied Shanae here? And then she said, that's what our conversation was about. She's like, that's what me and Clayton talked about.
Right. They didn't even show Clayton bringing it up to Lindsay. She just yeah. came back to the group in tears. Yeah, I felt really bad for Lindsay.
Yeah. And everybody comes back to the group. They're trying to get Shanae to confess to anything. She's not. And Elizabeth was just like, why am I going to be your friend or talk to you? Like, if you're just going to continue to do this stuff with me. And just like, she's like, just, you know, be concerned with yourself and leave me out of it. It's just going on too much. Thankfully, Shanae didn't get a rose or anything like that. We didn't have to worry about a Cassie situation. That group date rose went to Gabby, who mm-hmm. I felt very well deserved.
Yeah, I like Gabby.
Yeah.
Yes. And so Clayton, the episode ends with Clayton sitting down and being like, you know, I'm really frustrated with what's going on right now. And we'll address it prior to the rose ceremony, which we have not seen yet. That'll be on next week. So
it'll be interesting to see if Clayton takes the right side here going forward.
Yeah.
You know,
he was tweeting last night, like he was tweeting watching the episode being like, damn, I really didn't know like what was going on.
I think he said something about like, I feel like I'm watching two different movies.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. He said, oh boy, what I was being told then and what I'm seeing now is like watching two different movies. And then he also retweeted an account that said the quote of when Shanae was like, oh my God, he believed me. I've got him. I was good. And the account wrote, is Shanae admitting to All Bachelor Nation that she's lying and playing Clayton? And Clayton retweeted that and wrote, oof, with the eye emojis.
Yeah, and to answer your question, Rhea, I would say that I don't know because Clayton seems to like making out with Shanae quite a bit.
Yep.
And I understand that. She's a good-looking woman throwing herself at him.
Oh, well, I can answer my own question. There's no way. He obviously keeps Shanae because he's going to fuck her.
That's your theory.
Yeah. So I actually am going to stick by that one.
I wonder, yeah.
And I will say,
I'm
like,
sorry
she
I'm
was,
saying that so.
Yeah, it's a little crass.
It's a little vulgar.
It's a little crass.
It is. And I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
He's going to bang her.
Yeah.
nice.
She's very much like in the preview for next week, too.
Right.
You know, it's so like if we're going right fornicate. Into a rose ceremony, like to start the episode, I feel like she's sticking around because they're all still talking about Shanae. So
yeah,
we probably still have a little bit more time with her. And poor like Rhea said, there's, you know, could be more than that.
Fornication will happen.
And
it could be more than that.
And more shrimp.
And it does seem
there
like.
There was more shrimp in the preview.
It does seem like so another Shrimpgate is going to continue.
Another opportunity for us.
That's true.
To get Noah more
that
shrimp.
That is true.
You guys won't get me any shrimp.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
maybe we'll get
never.
You a whole platter next
never
time.
Never say never, Noah.
We're not promising anything.
Honestly,
we're saying maybe.
Even meaner that you're like, oh, we could get you this. And then next week,
don't,
it'll just happen
don't,
again.
Hey. Never say never.
Hey.
Hey.
We can be better.
I don't trust you. For you.
Anymore. Oh, boy.
And that is the end of the Bachelor Recap.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.